10th week, 4th day. Jesus is real. Jesus is real, and nothing henceforth can take him from me. Since Jesus has stepped out of the world in the body, his presence is here more apparently than ever before. Though he has vanished from our earthly sight, he will never vanish from our heavenly gaze. Only to lift our eyes high enough, only to yearn in our hearts toward him greatly enough, and he will be in our midst. And as we become aware of it and get quiet in the contemplation of it, that presence becomes more penetrating until it is overwhelming in its power. Everyone we meet becomes so lovely and dear that we may wonder how such a heaven can exist on earth. Even mistakes become precious and valuable. The denial by Peter in the courtyard and the wistful yearning that followed become as beautiful as a pearl set in a ring of gold. Even Judas's betrayal, the agonizing remorse that drove him to a rope on a lonely tree, take on the aspects of a mother giving birth to her child. The agony of Mother Mary at the foot of the cross as her son was projected into heaven was more magnificent than her agony in the manger as her babe was projected into this world. It was precious for a child to be born in a manger. It is more precious for a God to be born on a cross. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of John, chapter 16, verses 19 through 22. Do you inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. And you now, therefore, have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you.